USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee setting guidelines for today's impeachment vote against President Trump. The House will debate for 6 hours before voting on 2 articles of impeachment. Trump accused of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress by Democrats, though he denies wrongdoing. And in the Senate, the top Republican, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, says Democrats can still turn back
and not deploy this constitutional remedy of last resort to deliver a predetermined partisan outcome.
Meanwhile, President Trump will be in Battle Creek, Michigan tonight for a campaign rally, and Vice President Pence will be by his side. Congress has approved a bill to protect some 200,000 military families on U.S. bases from hazards like mold, lead, and asbestos. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A secret federal court blasting the FBI over its handling of wiretap applications for an ex-Trump campaign advisor. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court says the FBI misled the court about the facts behind the wiretapping of former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. FISA is now ordering the Bureau to propose changes in how investigators get permission for future surveillance. An Australian teenager and a New Zealand tour guide are the two people presumed dead but whose bodies have still not been found. After the recent volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island, 8 people died. 6 of the bodies have been recovered. The New Zealand Deputy Commissioner Mike Clemens says they'll be looking in the waters near that island.
It is the considered view of the experts that both Winona and Hayden are in the sea.
Fiat Chrysler and the company that owns French car maker Peugeot have agreed to a huge merger that will create the 4th biggest car company in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
More people are building new homes, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Home building rose more than expected for November, with permits for home construction at a 12-year high. Lower mortgage rates continue to boost the housing market and support the broader economy. Housing starts rose by 3.2%, and approximately 1.3 million units were built last month. Building permits increased to a rate of nearly 1.5 million units in November, the highest level since May of 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More people are coming down with the flu. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports it's not too late to get your flu shot.
In USA News for Your Health, the flu virus surfacing in many states, but especially in the South. Dr. Belkis Pimentel, a family physician with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta, Georgia.
The Southeast is mostly impacted. It is now starting to creep into the Northeast also, and all of the West Coast is also impacted.
And even though we are midway through December, Dr. Pimentel says it's not too late to get the flu shot.
And you should get it as soon as possible. It is not too late. It does take 2 weeks for it to work. So as soon as you can get it, you should get the vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.